7 p.m. according to the WMF. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. No matter what timeline you want to look at, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up right now. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I had a minor flip out this week when I realized the end of the radio obituary year is the end of this month. I thought I had plenty of time. I guess I was wrong. We'll take a deeper dive into the radio obituary stats later in tonight's program, but it just kind of looked like maybe now's the time. So let's jump right into it the way that we frequently do, as in always, and that is by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Big Brood Jake, the Canadian songwriter, singer, musician, and bandleader. He was based in Toronto and considered the original swing punk. He was associated with the neo-swing trend of the 1990s, but he never considered it an accurate label. His finger-picking ragtime guitar style was inspired by the likes of Mo Scarlett and Leon Redbone. He just passed away at 59. It's the initial radio obituary for Big Rude Jake with a song that was once probably strongly considered a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's a boardwalk on the lakeshore back in my hometown. It's a place where couples meet to watch the sun go down. And there's a boy on the boardwalk pining all alone. I asked him what was on his mind. He answered sad and low. I'm in love with a girl.
the girl in the pink canoe, who lives up in the bushlands on the banks of the old Yazoo. She shines like a rose with the petals all covered in dew. She's the only one for me, the girl in the pink canoe. Let me tell you, brother, it really is a glorious view. All of nature's wonders spread out in front of you. I wanna ride down the river, take a trip through the old bayou. I wanna shoot the foaming rapids with a girl in the pink canoe. Far from home and all alone, as the white-capped waves rode high, lost at sea, she sprung a leak on a diddle-diddle dark and stormy night. She stroked and stroked in her little pink boat, but it was to no avail. She tossed and turned and chugged and churned and let go a mournful wail. Won't someone please come rescue me and board my boat and sail me home. I called out to the girl in the pink canoe. If you would let me, I would gladly come to rescue you. I've got an oar and I'll row you back to shore. And on that shore I'll kiss the girl in the pink canoe.
I promise.
And on that shore I'll kiss the girl in the pink canoe.
I've read Camille Paglia.
And on that shore I'll kiss the girl in the pink canoe.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is an all-radio obituary episode tonight. So let us quickly turn our attention to the post-initial radio obituary for Gracia Montez, the Spanish singer. She made her debut in 1953. Her first recordings were in the mid-1950s on the Columbia record label. She worked in film, went on to work in radio, and was discovered by a talent scout that put her on the road for large touring performances. She just passed away at 86. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sí, sí, gitano, sí. No, no, gitano, no. De la cinta de tu sombrero me enamoradito yo. Del que la lleva así, que de la cinta no. Espera y no venir. Querer y no ser querido. Tener sueño y no dormir. ¿Cuál será el mayor castigo? Sí, 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 gitano, sí. Ay, no, no, gitano, no. De la cinta de tu sombrero me enamora y tú yo. De que la lleva así, que de la cinta no. La Lola. La Lola tiene un caballo y ese caballo de quién será. La Lola tiene un caballo y ese caballo de quién será. Si será, si será la gaitana de azul de Puerto Real. La Lola tiene un caballo y ese caballo de quién será. Sí, 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 gitano, sí. Ay, no, no, gitano, no. De la cinta de tu sombrero me enamora y tú yo. Del que la lleva así, que de la cinta no. Sí, sí, gitano, sí. Ay, no, no, gitano, no. De la cinta de tu sombrero me enamora.
The next radio obituary is for Tristan Goodall, the Australian guitar player and founding member of the Audrys. They won the Blues and Roots category 3 times at the Australian version of the Grammys, the ARIA Awards. He just passed away at 48. It's the next radio obituary for Tristan Goodall, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
cleanup radio obituary is for Hans Scheibner, the German songwriter and cabaret artist from Hamburg. He was known for his satirical lyrics, especially those that were focused on the political scene and the blue-collar worker. He just passed away at 85. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So mancher denkt, er könnt es zu was bringen. Mit Singen. Ein anderer bringt den ganzen Saal zum Rasen. Mit Blasen. Ein dritter träumt, die Mädchen wollen ihn gern sehen. Im Fernsehen. Doch alles dies ist dumm und grob. Ich hab den allerbesten Job, wo ich wie ein Irrer reinhauen darf und mitmisch. So richtig schön erbarmungslos und rhythmisch. Ich mag so gern am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen. Es bleibt nie stehen und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön. Und alles, was ich mies fand, zerfließt für mich am Fließband. So schön ich das und dies fand, am schönsten ist's am Fließband, am Fließband, am Fließband. Was führt zu Streit und Krieg und allen Übeln? Grund, wenn gerade Sachen krumm gehen. Das Rumstehen. Und wer ist schuld, wenn Schreck und Chaos hausen? Die Pausen. Und alles dies vergisst sofort der Mensch am Fließband im Akkord. Die Pausen und das Rumstehen und das Grübeln. Wir lassen uns das Fließband nicht verübeln. Ich mag so gern am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen. Es bleibt nie stehen und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön. Und alles, was ich mies fand, zerfließt für mich am Fließband. So schön ich das und dies fand, am schönsten ist's am Fließband, am Fließband, am Fließband. Wichtig ist für alles, was wir lieben. Ich bin ein Künstler, können Sie mir glauben? Im Schrauben, 2000 Mal am Tag denselben Bolzen. Ranknolzen, ja Sicherheit, Beständigkeit, wo gibt es das in dieser Zeit? Wie schön, wenn man Tag ein, Tag aus am Band ist, wo alles so vertraut und so bekannt ist. Ich mag so gern am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen, am Fließband stehen. Es bleibt nie stehen und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön und fließt so schön. Und alles, was ich mies fand, zerfließt für mich am Fließband. So schön ich das und dies fand, am schönsten ist's am Fließband, am Fließband, am Fließband.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in an all-radio obituary episode tonight because, like I mentioned before, we're rolling up to the end of the radio obituary year. Of course, that wraps up at the end of October. We start the new year at the beginning of November. And then comes the radio obituary retrospective on the Saturday night following Thanksgiving, because every good radio show needs a clip episode. And you know, that also means that your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he'll be polling you to find out what radio obituaries you want included in the radio obituary retrospective. Of course, all that comes after our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen, prepares the poll for Freddie to provide to you. All very complicated. Not really. But that's okay. Let's take a quick look, though, at the radio obituary statistics as this year is coming to a rapid end. By the end of tonight's program, we will have completed 482 radio obituaries, we will have declined 521, and we will still have 111 in the backlog. Let's move on to the radio obituary for Pharoah Sanders, the American jazz saxophonist. He was known for his overblowing, harmonic, and multiphonic techniques on the saxophone, as well as his use of sheets of sound. He played a prominent role in the development of free jazz and spiritual jazz through his work as a member of John Coltrane's groups in the mid-1960s and later through his solo work. He released over 30 albums as a leader and collaborated extensively with vocalist Leon Thomas, pianist Alice Coltrane, among many others. Ornette Coleman once described him as probably the best tenor player in the world. Pharoah Sanders just passed away at 81. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I kind of stayed to myself mostly, you know, and I think I was sort of like the quiet person, in the corner, more or less, checking out everything, you know. And I think I was still like in a state of like still learning how to play, and all this other, I guess, free playing, had got into focus, you know. And but I hadn't really made up my mind what I really what like direction I was going to do at that time, you know. So, but I still had a band, you know. I had a band. I pick up different like musicians, and like I said, at the time when I was working as a chef, you know, I met some other musicians at the same place, like Billy Higgins, John Hicks, and Sonny Brown, drummer, quite a few other. Winland Harrison, another tenor player from Detroit, and a lot of a Detroit musician was living in New York at that time. And I worked, you know, occasionally around, like in Greenwich Village, you know, sometimes one night here, one night there, the Speakeasy. And I met another alto player by the name of C Sharp. And we used to play a lot and hang out, you know, daytime, you know, in different places where they play down in the village. A place called the Take Three, I think, club on Bleecker Street. I think it's near like the Village Gate. That's where it was, you know. I don't know what it is now. I think they changed the name now. It's no longer there. All in that time, I was sort of like surviving, trying to survive. I think most of the musicians that you mentioned, Archie Shepard and Abel Ayala, you know, a lot of the musicians had sort of, you know, gotten their like professional career started at that time, you know.
Thank you. time has come for us to be more in control of our destiny. Direct our lives in such a way to bring about a better day. For we have returned,
we have returned
to take back our land,
to take back our land,
to do what we can,
to do what we can,
to be free,
to be free.
Yeah, for we have returned,
we have returned
to take back our land,
to take back our
to
land,
do what we can,
to do what
to
we can,
be free,
to be free.
Yeah, for quite some time,
for quite some time,
we've been misled,
been misled,
believing in things,
believing in things.
Someone else said,
someone else
it
said,
seemed we lost,
seemed we've lost
all consciousness,
all consciousness.
But now we know,
but now we know
it was just a test,
it was just a
for
test.
We have returned,
we have returned
to take back our land,
to take back
to
our
do
land,
to do what we can,
to do what
to
we
be
can,
free, yeah, yeah,
to be free.
For we have returned,
we have returned
to take back our land.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are in an all-radio obituary episode here tonight as we turn our attention to Sue Mingus, the American record producer, band manager, and wife of Charles Mingus. She met Mingus when she was acting in OK and Here in 1963. It was an experimental film directed by Robert Frank. They went on and had an unofficial marriage ceremony conducted by Allen Ginsberg in 1966. After the death of her husband, she formed tribute bands to perform his music, beginning with the Mingus Dynasty. She just passed away at 92. It's the radio obituary for Sue Mingus with a little something she wrote right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Whenever you say you love me, whenever you say you care, roses and warlocks warn me, the sorceress sing beware. Still I don't believe in dragons, potions of witches brew. How can I win all the magic I need in my life is you. I made my vows by moonlight. The ghost in the night were there. I swore by the sun at noonlight and wrote all the poems in air.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Dakis, the iconic Greek pop singer. He recorded 39 albums and 19 singles in Greek, English, and French. He just passed away at 78. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sortir de son camion, chasser les papillons d'Afrique. Les cannibales en le traitant d'espion, l'arrêtèrent sans façon de suite. Il essaya de leur parler en grec, espagnol, portugais, chinois. Mais en voyant leur mâchoire qui sourait, il se mit à hurler d'effroi. Monsieur cannibale, je ne veux pas mourir. Monsieur cannibale, laissez-moi partir. Il leur montra son briquet, son stylo, sa montre et les photos, sa femme. Il leur chanta un grand air de Gounod, des chansons d'Adamo, que dalle.
Il aurait pu voir des journaux de Paris. Personne ne réagit non plus. Désespéré, il sortit des revues remplies de filles toutes nues et dit: Monsieur cannibale, je veux pas mourir. Monsieur cannibale, laissez-moi partir. Quand le grand chef aperçut ses revues, qu'il vit toutes ses filles nues, il rit. Mais dans sa tête, une idée saugrenue, une idée parpelue, surgit. Dans une case où on fait son harem, il entraîna lui-même le gars. Qui en voyant les femmes se ruèrent sur lui, avec tant d'appétit, hurla. Monsieur cannibale, je ne veux pas mourir. Monsieur cannibale, laissez-moi partir. Pendant 8 jours, il resta enfermé et dut se partager en vain. Et quand déjà il était pas bien grand, il perdit 20 kilos au moins. Quand arriva l'instant où le grand chef lui fit comprendre par geste, allez, prends ton camion et retourne chez toi. Le pauvre homme s'écria: jamais. Monsieur cannibale, je ne veux plus partir. Monsieur cannibale, j'aime mieux mourir. Monsieur cannibale, ding dong 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 dong, je ne veux plus partir. Ding dong 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 dong, monsieur cannibale.
On to the radio obituary for Steve Broughton, the British rock drummer who played with the Edgar Broughton Band and on Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. He just passed away at 72. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Joe Bussard, the American collector of 78 RPM records and the founder of Phonotone Records. He amassed a collection of 78s, estimated to be between 15 and 25,000 records, mostly from the 20s and 30s, folk, gospel, jazz, and blues. His label Phonotone was the last of the 78 RPM record labels. He ran it from 1956 through 1970. He just passed away at 86. It's the radio obituary for Joe Bussard right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.